Dr. Norgrove Penny was born in Zimbabwe and lived in Africa until age 11, where his father was a missionary doctor. In 1996, Dr. Penny relocated with his family to Uganda, where he lived for 6 years working with CBM International, which is now Hope and Healing International, to improve the quality of life for people with disabilities in low-income regions of the world. And during this time, Dr. Penny estimates he operated on about 150 cases of clubfoot in 1 year. In 2007, Dr. Penny was awarded the Order of Canada for services to humanity, and he's here to talk to us on World Clubfoot Day. Good morning, Dr. Penny. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Penny, could you describe in a little more detail what clubfoot is and how it affects someone's life?
Clubfoot is a birth deformity that happens about one in every 800 babies across the world. So one out of every 800 babies born in Canada will have this deformity. It is one of the commonest birth deformities in children, in babies. It happens through no fault of the mother, through no nutritional defect or anything like that. It just happens. And it results in the foot being twisted inwards, downwards and inwards. And so it's quite obvious to see. And if these children don't get treatment, they walk on the top of the foot. So if there's no medical treatment, they walk on the top of the foot, and the foot gets twisted almost backwards. And that's where it got its name from through history, because it looks that way. It's not the nicest word, club foot, is it? The medical word is talipes equinovarus. But that gets so complicated that the word club foot has been attached to it and is what it's mainly known as. It's common. It's a common condition in the world of children's orthopedic care that I'm involved in, and is very common around the world. And this makes it particularly commonly seen in countries where there's a high birth rate. So in most lower and middle income countries, there's a much higher birth rate than in Canada. So you see more children out and about, and therefore you see more of the children with this condition. And in poor countries, many times these are the kids on the street corner begging, because they can't walk properly, they can't run properly. So it can be quite a disability if it's carried into older childhood.
And Dr. Penny, with your work with Hope and Healing International in Africa correcting this condition, what difference does this make in someone's life when this condition is corrected?
Well, it's an absolute transformation, because if we can treat them as babies, by the time they get to walking age, the treatment's finished. In fact, the treatment's finished usually within about 3 months of starting. So if we start right at birth, you know, by 3-4 months, these kiddies are doing just fine. They have to wear a little brace at night just to prevent relapse. But they walk on time. And, you know, as they grow up, you'd never know they ever had anything wrong with their feet. They're absolutely normal in the vast majority, more than 90%. So this is dramatic compared to the scenario I painted at the beginning of a child that in a lower middle income context is begging on the street, unable to walk. When my wife Anna did her research work in Africa on the impact of these sorts of disabilities on children's lives, we found they weren't going to school. They couldn't make it to school, because in Africa they would have to walk to school, often several kilometers. And these kids could not get there because they're walking on these very painful top of their feet. And so if they made it to school, they were in severe pain, they got ulcers on their feet. It was a serious disability, stopping them from going to school and therefore stopping their whole trajectory in life, let alone the whole stigma. And, you know, in Africa, these children are told that they're cursed, and or many places in Africa, and their parents, their mother bears the burden that somehow they cursed their baby. So when we can come along and treat them early and restore a normal foot, it is life transforming. And it's also a real message that this is not a curse. The curse has no hold on this child. This is a medical, physical problem that is correctable and therefore is not a curse. And so it's transformative, not only physically, it's transformative psychologically, socially, spiritually, in every way, if we can treat these children early.
And you can play a part in someone's transformation by helping correct this condition through partnering with Hope and Healing International. If you didn't get a chance yesterday with Group Hugs Day, why not do it today It's World Clubfoot Day, and we've been speaking to Senior Medical Advisor for Hope and Healing International, Dr. Norgrove Penny. Thanks for being with us this morning, Dr. Penny.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you to all of those listening for listening to this.